And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
Folks on the right keep claiming that the massive income tax cuts for the wealthy in North Carolina in the last few years are responsible for the rebound in the state's economy. That would lead you to believe, then, that states with lower taxes must be doing much better than states with high income taxes. The Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy decided to see if that's true. Here's what they found. The nine states with the highest income taxes in the country saw their economy grow faster on average in the last 10 years than states with no income tax at all. The high-income tax states also had lower unemployment rates than the no-income tax states, and those same high-income tax states had less of a gap between population growth and the number of jobs created. That doesn't mean North Carolina should raise taxes dramatically, but it does mean that all the claims that lower taxes on millionaires are the best things for the economy are not true. More tax cuts for the wealthy simply mean more money for the wealthy, and less funding for schools and health care and environmental protections. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.